"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm watching the Deborah Mark sent the video when she saged the studio, whenever that was.
It was a few years ago. I think right before the pandemic.
Look at that. John's in. Only line I heard was, there's no good energy in here anyway. What are you
doing? Did post it on my Instagram and Facebook account in case you want to watch
it. Because Gisele Bündchen did it to her
car. Yeah, she's a sage believer, apparently.
Part of the celebration of the impending divorce.
But she had an official holistic person come down and do it.
So now, if anybody ever
you're
says...
You're not as rich as her.
That's an understatement.
Yeah, that's right. She has
rich
to do
people have
sage.
People do everything for them.
I know. Well, so, if you guys want to pay for it, I will go and hire somebody to sage you guys next time, a professional.
That's okay. I didn't feel any positive benefits from that.
No, I remember there was an odor. It wasn't that bad. You guys say it smells like pot usually.
No, it was bad.
Oh, John, I think you can see him spazzing out on this video.
He gets worked up over an apple.
plant burning.
The smell of an apple drives him crazy.
Well, it's true, yes. And any kind of fruit, vegetables, vegetation that burns, pot. Sage, all that stuff smells terrible.
Have you seen somebody, like a shrink, about these issues?
No.
He had definite childhood issues.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Well, his parents
used an irregular method of child rearing.
Oh, I know. The plumber for the constipation, that's my favorite.
Well, plunger. I know.
Not the plumber.
The plunger. I said plunger.
The plunger.
You know, you said plumber.
Oh,
you did say the plumber.
The plumber came over once, and that was really bad.
I meant plunger. Wow.
That's right.
You should have seen his tools.
Hey, Ralph, get that out of there.
Oh, my gosh.
Woo, slip of the tongue.
The snake, yeah.
The plumber snake.
Okay. All right. So, anyway, yeah, that's because Gisele Bündchen apparently is saging the car in the house or the office or something as she moves on from Tom Brady. Dippity-Doo was in San Francisco today. Governor Newsom. John, this is big news. He signed a major climate agreement. You might say, with who? It's like the Paris Climate Accords.
What's the agreement?
The governors of Oregon and Washington were there, along with the mayor, London Breed, of San Francisco. One more person, British Columbia's premier.
Yeah, and what did they agree to do?
The Pacific Coast Cooperative. Goal is to build a low-carbon economy of the future in major West Coast cities. I don't know what's... It's just a piece of paper. I have no idea what...
pretentious pumpoonery is what that
he
is.
He is. He's again trying to look presidential.
He said that's
look at me. I brought a couple of governors together. We've signed a climate agreement.
It's all pretentious nonsense. They have done absolutely nothing for the climate. The climate is not cooled at all because of their silly little actions.
No, it's a lot of virtue signaling games.
Oh, it is. Oh.
So once again today, Newsom tweeted out his idea... that the way to deal with high gas prices in California is to tax the oil companies. It's the windfall profits tax.
Okay.
He
has a limited set of responses. We talked about this yesterday. Not that anybody challenges him, not that he's questioned or interrogated, but whenever there is an issue in the news that makes him look bad because California is a stinking hellhole, he just shouts either abortion or he shouts Trump. And now he's added a third line, oil companies, oil company greed. And he, if you tax oil companies on their profits, they'll simply pass the tax to all of us in the state. One of the reasons...
Just like they passed all those climate taxes from years ago.
Yeah, you know what's funny is there's dishonest journalists who will say, well, you know, the tax on the gasoline is like $1.25. It's like, no, it's over $1.50. They don't count the pass-through tax from the oil companies who are taxed on a corporate level.
Remember the whole carbon trading thing? We went over this. How many years ago was that? We put some heads on a stick because they were passing what really were gas taxes. There was the actual gas tax in 2017, but they also passed like these climate taxes. And then they have this stupid carbon trading scheme. John's right. All of these things will be passed on to you.
It's all money for them. So they come up with different categories, different names. They make it sound really complicated. And, you know, the gullible, stupid, progressive journalists will say, well, no, this is not exactly a tax here, but this is a levy or a fee on the oil refinement. It's like, stop it. It's about them getting money from us. That's their whole business. That's their whole gimmick.
Newsom claims he's going to take the money from the windfall profits tax and give it back to Californians.
And then we'll pay a higher
the pump,
right. per gallon. It's
just recycling the money.
Right. It's like money laundering. I mean, the oil companies are going to get that money back. Even if the governor takes it, gives it to us, then we got to pay higher gas prices. Then it goes back to the governor, back to us.
But it won't go back to you because the way they do everything in Sacramento is based on equity, which means it's going to just go to low-income people again, just like they're doing right now with these relief checks, these inflation relief checks.
Well, it's
a lot of people that actually spend money on gas aren't going to see the money.
Well, equity. It's based on race. Equity is a code word for race.
Well, whoever happens to be poor, right?
Yes. And you know, in Los Angeles, it's mostly Black and Hispanic people. Just I wish they would just say it and be honest. And stop hiding behind this semi-jargony word, equity. Equity is a financial term, and they've changed the popular definition of it to cover up that it's a race-based policy to redistribute money. That's part of the thing that's so irritating is that they're so dishonest and they use this stupid jargon and then all the news organizations pick up the jargon. It's just being honest.
The one industry analyst says, you know, wasn't that long ago, gas was $5 a gallon. Now $6.50 a gallon. That's about $100 a week for the average driver. Mm-hmm. That's about $4,800 a year for the average family.
Mm-hmm.
That's almost $5,000 out there, the difference between like a year or two ago and now in the price of gasoline.
Right. And then double that compared to the East Coast prices.
Right.
Like we're 3.25 higher than Florida. So that's and much of the state is poor. A quarter of the state's under the poverty line.
Now, the California legislature is not even in session. So if he has to do this before December...
No.
You'd have to call a special session. They don't come back until December.
It's a change of subject headline because he was getting crucified for the $6.50 gas price.
Well, maybe he'll just issue an executive order.
But you know what? It's just about changing the subject so that he is not not forced. You'll see it when they have that debate. If Brian Dahle, the Republican, starts talking about the price of gas, Newsom will never respond directly. And he's not going to be pressured by public radio to explain all the gas taxes, the $1.50s worth of gas tax, or all the regulations that's caused 36 out of 50 refineries to close, which apparently has added, you know, another $1.50 to the price of gas. It's all his doing. And he's not going to, what he's going to do every time, he's just going to answer with a tirade against greedy, evil oil companies, and I'm going to tax their profits. It's a talking point that he's going to develop for the next month till the election is over.
Now, what is the most likely? Well, there was a small downturn in gas prices in Southern California today. Eventually, in the next few weeks, we're going to switch to that dopey winter blend. What's likely to happen is we're going to see a small drop in gas prices and this is going to come off the front burner to the back burner, and everybody will just go back in their corners.
Well, got to keep it on the front burner. You know, if we're over $3 more than the East Coast, then it should be on the front burner. Even if it goes down, you know, 20 cents, 40 cents, 60 cents, it's still 3.25 higher than Florida. So yeah. We got to break the chain of, oh, well, gas prices are going down in the last 10 days. Like, stop that kind of journalism. Stop that kind of analysis. It's garbage. Look at what the Florida price is. Look here. We should be like Florida. We have tons of oil underneath. Tons. You know, Bakersfield has 10% of the oil production in the United States. And they have 1,000 permits pending, and California has only approved 12.
Because refining oil kills the neighbors.
Right. So Biden is now talking to the Venezuelan dictator about importing Venezuelan oil. So instead of using Bakersfield oil, we're going to use Venezuela oil.
So the Venezuela neighborhood gets killed from the refinery.
It's much dirtier. It's a much dirtier process. There's much more carbon being expelled into the atmosphere buying from Venezuela or from Saudi Arabia. Although Saudi Arabia told Biden to stuff it. Now, if he makes a deal with Venezuela, it's going to be the same amount of oil and gas burned into the atmosphere. It's just going to originate there instead of here. And that's what he ought to be pressed on in the debate by the journalists.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken Show, KFI AM 640, live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app. We're going to talk about that after 3:30, that Merced family kidnapping, which ended up, the worst possible outcome. The whole family was found dead. The man behind this, he did something similar in 2005. He also tried to hold a family hostage for money in a robbery. He's got a long criminal record, which is always the case here in California these days, isn't it? We'll talk about all this coming up after the news at 3:30. If you were listening at this time yesterday or around this time, because it was a long back and forth, we talked to a professor from UC Berkeley, Severin Borenstein, about California gas prices. It doesn't matter what you're reading or what you're looking at, because so many news outlets have these headlines. Why California is way and above the average price for a gallon of gasoline than the rest of the country. It is self-inflicted. The state is trying to move away from all gas-powered cars. In fact, they've made that known beginning in the year 2035. You're not supposed to be able to buy a new car that runs on gasoline. That's the command. That's going to be the law. So over the last 15 or 20 years, they have been going after the oil companies in California. What would their natural response be if you're in the oil company industry? You'd cut back on your business in the state. There's no point. They're already making you put out what they call this special blend that's supposed to be less polluting, that starts in the spring and runs until the fall. This is the summer blend, remember that? Which they say is more expensive, and we can't import it from other states because they don't make it. It's a California special blend. So in a few weeks, when we go back to the winter blend, that's supposed to reduce the prices a bit. But that happened years ago. But what happened more recently is, as John and I have been talking about, all these climate laws that the state's been coming up with, and they're mostly going after the oil companies. But what they're really doing is they're going after you. If you just want to Google global warming emissions, carbon emissions, you're going to see the story pop up over and over again that a lot of it comes from gas-powered cars. In fact, we've told you many times that California Air Resources Board has been frustrated. They believe that is the one area of the entire California economy they've been unable to affect: gas-powered driving. So this is all self-inflicted. This is a plan from the state, from the California Air Resources Board, and everybody else up in Sacramento to reduce your driving.
And it will have
what Newsom says publicly, they're not that upset at these gas prices if it gets you to stop using your gas-powered car as much.
Right, but he's not going to emphasize that out loud. He is going to try to fool you by complaining about the oil companies being greedy and gouging and all that.
You can't say that out loud because you're still driving a gas-powered car and you may turn against them.
Biden does that too. There's always an innate hostility that a lot of people wrongly have towards oil companies. People don't notice when the gas prices are really low. Like before the pandemic, gas prices were low.
Right.
early days of that pandemic, the price of oil actually went below $0 per barrel. The market completely collapsed.
Right.
Nobody was upset that the oil companies were losing billions of dollars. There's this irrational hostility towards oil companies. So people reflexively, when they hear, oh, yeah, oil companies are gouging you, it's like, yeah, tax them, screw them. No, it's a manipulative technique used by politicians publicly to stir your emotions up against the oil companies so they can get away with massive taxation and regulation.
They did what any normal business would do. They curtailed operations in a state that's hostile. So we used to have 50 refineries. Now we have less than 20, right? And whatever you believe or don't believe about the maintenance that's going on doesn't really matter. That's going to already result in a tighter supply. When you're down to less than 20 refineries and you can't get the gasoline from the other states because it doesn't meet the requirements for the special blend, that is a recipe for disaster.
And then
it all came to a head big time this year.
And then we don't even have the pipelines built to get the oil from the Gulf of Mexico, where they pump a lot of oil, but it goes up the East Coast, doesn't come this way. The oil we have in Bakersfield, they're prevented in Bakersfield from pumping it out of the ground.
I'm actually talking about the gasoline. In other words, we can't go to a refinery in some other state and just have it delivered here by trucks because it's not the right blend.
I know. But I mean,
the oil is turned into the gasoline
right
at the refinery.
Yeah, this is a many-pronged problem here.
Right. It is a many-pronged problem.
And every,
it's really not complex, though.
No,
it's all
not.
Self-inflicted. It's all by design. But John's right. They don't want to say that publicly because you might turn on them. Because you're still driving your gas-powered car. Like 90% of the state is. Or is it 95?
95%
electric vehicles? Or
something like that. It's a minuscule amount. It's mostly wealthy people buying Teslas. Because most of the electric cars suck.
It's limited, as usual, to the coastal elites.
It is. It's like this Severin Bornstein here that we had on from UC Berkeley. And if you missed the interview, it's 3 o'clock hour. Yesterday's podcast. You should listen to it because this guy was an arrogant son of a gun, and we find out later the guy's making $576,000 a year,
total pay and benefits.
So of course to him $6 gas doesn't mean anything. That's what's hysterical. I wish I knew he'd made $576,000 while he was carrying on about the price not being a big deal. Of course not. You know, if you're making like $18,000 a year mowing people's lawns, yeah, the $6 a gallon or the $6.50 a gallon is a huge deal. But there's nobody. You think a professor at UC Berkeley cares? No, he doesn't care.
If you live down in the San Diego area near the border, you might do what a lot of people are doing. They're going to Mexico for gas. Here's another one of these stories that Tijuana gas stations are they're booming. And you want to know why? What do you think the difference is in gas prices between the average in San Diego and the average in Tijuana? $2 a gallon. Right now in Tijuana, gas is going for about $4.40 a gallon. In San Diego, it's at $6.40. So people are crossing the border because it's not that long a trip, and they're filling up Tijuana gas stations. Now, supposedly, Mexico subsidizes the oil companies and refineries to try to keep their gas prices lower. But my question would be, does that mean you're coming back and you don't have the special blend?
Yeah, you don't have the special blend.
Should you be stopped at the border for not having the special blend because you bought the gas in Tijuana?
And have your gas tank confiscated.
But that would also be true for people who just go to Nevada for the day, right? They drive to Vegas and they fill the car up there. They're coming back without the special blend.
Yeah.
That just sounds evil.
And you know what? I'm going to keep saying this. This has no effect on the climate. None.
No, that's what you tried to argue with Severin Borenstein, who just
kept changing the subject because he knows. I love the smart guys who know better. He knows that all the other nations and all the other states are increasing the amount of greenhouse gases in the air because they're trying to modernize their economies.
Right.
So it's going to continue for decades as they modernize that they're going to produce more greenhouse gases. So some little piddly idea we have here doesn't matter. We're too small. We're too insignificant. It's torturing. Sacramento's torturing the residents for no reason, for no climate benefit.
Oh, and by the way, $2 less per gallon in Tijuana, but Tijuana has some of the highest gas prices in all of Mexico. But, you know, you want to keep driving further down into Mexico to get even cheaper gas, I guess you could.
If I was in San Diego, I'd go to Tijuana and get gas.
Did you see what they're
cheaper.
Doing in your native New Jersey?
What?
They're going to make Costco take all customers for their lower price gasoline. Right now, you probably drive past the Costco, you see the long lines because it's a little, I don't know how much cheaper it is right now, but it's always cheaper than what you pay at the regular. So New Jersey's going to make Costco take everybody, even if they're not members. I guess they can do that. I don't know that they're moving to do that.
I saw that. Yeah. I mean, I boycotted Costco 25 years ago, so I never go.
Right. I know it's not relevant to you, but I'm just
saying. It's also, there isn't one near me.
Yeah, because you live in the elitist West Side.
That's right.
It's considered
Costco,
low class.
Costco's for riffraff.
Shop at a big box
that's
store.
That's right. West Siders, they wouldn't go to Costco. It's beneath.
A few things you need to know about this big story concerning this Merced family that was kidnapped at gunpoint. And then the news came last night that their bodies were found, including an 8-month-old baby girl. Unbelievable. And we need to talk about the man that they said did this. Of course, this being California, he has a long criminal record. And in fact, it looks like he did the very same thing in 2005 to another family, but they survived. We'll talk about all this. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app. Tomorrow is Moist Line Friday, so one of your last reminders to get your calls in there, use the iHeartRadio app. The microphone icon is how to leave a message. Call the toll-free number, the Moist Line, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Coming up after 4 o'clock, you go back 10 years on the John and Ken show, 10 years. And we told you, Obama was president, and he put out the DACA program, right? That was for the children who came here with illegal alien parents. And that was to protect them from possible deportation. DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. We told you then it was illegal. Well, it's taken 10 years, but a big appeals court said just that. And we'll tell you what the decision was based on, but it is not legal. We knew it wasn't then.
But you see why they do it anyway? Obama knew it wasn't legal. He said so.
With 600,000 people in the DACA program, though, the court kind of said,
They're going to stay.
We shouldn't do anything.
Yeah. No deportations for them. So Obama's plan worked. He did something illegal. He knew it was illegal. And the 600,000 stay.
And that's what you always say. You say, you do it, and by the time it gets through the courts, it'll be so far along, you would have gotten the benefit you wanted out of it.
They know that. In fact, this is a template now for future presidents, the current president, to do stuff like this. Because we got an idiotic court system. If it was illegal, it was illegal the first day he did it.
All right, so we'll talk about this coming up after the news at 4 o'clock, because the Biden administration is probably going to appeal this to the U.S. Supreme Court. Big story this week in California was the kidnapping of a family in the San Joaquin Valley. This was a family that owned a business up there. The husband was Jasdeep Singh, 36 years old. His wife, Jasleen Kaur, 27. They were taken at gunpoint along with their 8-month-old daughter and her uncle. All four of them were abducted. There was surveillance video that showed the abduction. And the sad news came last night. They were found dead in a remote part of a small rural town. Their bodies were found, I believe, by a farm worker. So the person that they have arrested in connection with their kidnapping is a man that apparently, well, what do you know? This being California, has a long criminal history, including an exact same thing he did back in 2005 to another family that thankfully survived. But when you think about this, they believe the motive is robbery. I know that sounds strange to kill four people, including an 8-month-old. He killed an 8-month-old girl. I guess he shot her to death. They haven't said exactly what the family died from.
Yeah, I wonder what the spark was, because he did something similar in 2005, and it was a man who owns a trucking company, just like the victims.
This family, right. By the way, the suspect is Jesus Delgado.
Right. So the business owner from 2005 he fired Salgado, and then Salgado showed up at his home wearing a ski mask and held a gun to the back of his head, took duct tape and tied up he, his wife, their 16-year-old daughter, the girl's friend, stole all their money and rings, and then forced his daughter and friend to jump in the pool, tried to push the dad in, and said, if you call the police, I'll kill you.
Well, the family did report the robbery. This guy was arrested. He got prison time. You think about this, you know, he threatened to kill the family. First-degree robbery, attempted false imprisonment, and he was paroled. He got 8 years in prison, was paroled, and then that parole ran out in 2018. But it looks like he did the same thing to this family, and can you see the difference? They told on him in 2005, so I guess this time he said, I'm not going to let any of these people survive.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill all the witnesses.
Yeah, and what he does, he had a mask on again, just like the first time. The hands of the victims were zip-tied, and he led Singh and his brother out of the building and returned for the mother and the baby. And then they were all murdered. So it's almost the exact same crime, except he killed them at the end. Up to that point, it was identical. And maybe there was another personal dispute Salgado was having.
Yeah, there's so many surveillance video pictures, more than there would have been in 2005, that make it pretty easy to put this together. He was an employee of the company. Same thing. He decided to rob the family, but this time he said, I'm not going to have them live as witnesses to put me back in prison, so I'll kill them all.
You have a guy who did something so aggressive, violent, and frightening, and then he's out by the year 2015.
Yeah, he did 8 years. You received an 11-year state prison sentence, but he got out in 8 years.
But he's 41 years old. Not 81 years old, 41 years old. So he's still crazy and violent in his head, even more angry now that he had to sit in prison for 8 years.
Right.
So, of course, he's going to do something again. That's why you never let people out who display this kind of behavior. This is what happens. You just had a whole family slaughtered.
You know what I thought of? They just passed a new law in Sacramento that you can get your record sealed after a certain amount of time for certain crimes. And I'm not saying that would have happened in this case, but if this family, this poor family that was killed, their bodies were found last night, if they had been able to look and done a background check on this guy, if they learned that he served 8 years in prison for robbing and kidnapping a trucking family, I wouldn't hire him, would you?
No.
I don't know if they did any kind of background check on him and if they were able to find this out, but that would be a pretty good reason for me to disqualify this guy from employment.
A certain class...
Your last employer, you robbed them?
A certain class of employees, you always have to do background checks, whether they're legal or not.
This is a great example of that.
Just get a private investigator, an out-of-state investigator, and they know how to do this stuff. You always have to do it. You got to work around it because there's more and more bad guys running around, and obviously they go for low-level employment. Right. And then, if they're lunatics, they're going to do something. You're going to have to fire them, and they're going to show up at your house wearing a mask with a gun.
Yeah, same thing. He showed up at their home one night with a ski mask on. I went to shut the front door. This is the 2005 kidnapping. He pulled out a gun. He held it to the back of my head.
Yeah. See, you can't fix that. All those violent impulses, those anger and resentment, there's no way to fix it. See, you have to do background checks and not let it in your life.
Now, so far, they've not said he stole anything from this family, but they believe the motive was financial. And by the way, when the cops were moving in on him, he supposedly was threatening to kill himself. That would be another probable admission.
Should have done it the first time.
Of his guilt in killing the family. All right, we got more coming up on the John and Ken Show. KFI AM 640, live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app. All right, coming up after 4 o'clock, a federal appeals court says DACA program, that's illegal. 10 years later, thanks for that. We'll give you Biden's reaction to that. We'll talk about, what do you know, another bus full of migrants showed up at the Kamala Harris residence in Washington, D.C., and what happened with this strange car accident she was involved with today. What was the Secret Service up to is a weird story.
Lies.
We'll get into all this in the 4 o'clock hour. The El Segundo Times, well, you know, they sit there at their assignment desk, and there's got to be somebody in charge of this. What kind of story can we do on a group that's underrepresented? Somebody out there that just doesn't get the attention that maybe they deserve.
This is
nobody
gross.
Ever talks about them. What can we bring to light? for our readers to see another part of life maybe they didn't even imagine existed, but deserves to get some attention.
Yeah.
So imagine my surprise today when, I mean, what's my rule, John? There are, it's also on the sexual scale, but it's also just on the personal scale. There are just so many things that people are enthusiastic about that you just can't imagine the possibilities. This particular article is shedding a light on the mermaid community.
Even more so, the men.
The water nymph subculture.
The men who want to be mermaids.
It is. If you get to the end of the article, there's two or three women they interviewed.
Yeah.
But it does. But, it really profiles a couple of guys. Yes.
Yeah. I saw the caption, big picture of this guy smiling. He's very happy. Jack Laughlin, a full-time merman.
It's a merman, yeah. Mermaid, merman.
Under the sea.
Yeah, there we go.
Part of a hub of mermaid enthusiasts in Southern California. I never want to meet any of these people.
They have a convention in Sacramento.
I'm sure they do. Like, I don't want to meet guys who dress up in furry costumes.
Yeah, this reminded me of that.
Yeah, it is the same thing. I know there's this big spectrum. I know there's all these weird subcultures out there. I don't want to know about them. I don't want to meet them. I could barely read this story.
You need to broaden your horizons and your perspectives.
My horizon,
you need to welcome people of all sorts of...
No, I don't want to welcome them. My horizon is as broad as I want it to be, and it's not going any broader. And I'm not going to start learning about mermens.
I would suspect... Yeah, right there. This article gets to it, that the movie The Little Mermaid, which was popular, I forget what decade that was.
No grown. 90s.
The lead character is Ariel.
No grown man
this really,
could watch
there
that.
Are people that are obsessed with that movie. Children, usually, but okay. I have heard that it's an all-time cult favorite. You know what? I've never seen it. Have you, Deborah Mark?
No.
The Little Mermaid? It's a cartoon.
No, I know. You know, I probably did with my daughter. I'm sure I did.
Oh, that is a mother-daughter thing.
I pictured you with a mermaid tail.
Okay, I did see it, actually. Yes, I did with my daughter. Yeah. And no, I've never had a mermaid tail. But my daughter did like Ariel. Now it's all coming back to me. Okay. It's coming back.
They're coming out with a live-action one, too, soon.
You would look cute in a mermaid outfit.
I actually have a skirt that kind of looks like a mermaid skirt.
Yeah. What's that?
I do have a skirt that I've worn before that's kind of like a mermaid skirt. I'll have to wear it.
Oh, is it? Right.
Yeah, I'll have to show you guys.
Listen to this guy. Jack Laughlin likes to recall the time he wriggled into a 9-foot-long, 30-pound blue mermaid tail. He'd spotted similar pieces behind the scenes of the acting gigs he was trying to land, but this was his first attempt to maneuver his way into a silicone tube.
He bought it from a mer-tailor. A retailer that sells mermaid stuff or merman stuff? It's the mer community.
It was hard, the community.
They have a network, the mer network.
He was trying to wiggle into this thing, and he used water to, like, you know, grease the process.
Hmm.
But then the water dried up, and he was stuck laying on the floor, and he was stuck inside the mermaid outfit. He couldn't stand up and walk, and he couldn't get it off.
Oh, no.
And he said, if there's a fire alarm, I won't be able to get out of here. Now, what kind of a grown man is laying in a mermaid costume, lying on the floor, and he's thrashing about, and he can't walk?
You're so judgmental.
I am. I don't want to know the guy.
There's a forum dedicated to tail making. There's an archive of 1,600 conversation threads, 47,000 individual posts on the topic. Do you see the picture of Sammy Silva? Sammy's another merman, and he's actually posing on the rocks by the water
I don't understand this.
I thought you said Sammy Sosa.
Well, no, Sammy Silva.
No, that's what Sammy Sosa is doing now.
Yeah, that's what he's doing
now.
He's
out of work. He's dressed up as a mermaid.
Yeah, the drugs, the steroids had a terrible effect. Mermaid meetups are organized into geographic pods. They have a pod in California, Rocky Mountains, Chesapeake, all around the country.
Oh, yeah, listen to this.
The convention drew 350 people in Sacramento in May.
This is why they should shut down Facebook. They have forums on Facebook to tail making. 1,600 conversation threads, 47,000 individual posts on the topic.
Hmm. Might not surprise you that some of the men that like to become mermen do identify as non-binary.
No. Well, I mean, being a mermaid's not even human.
But they get to the women. Gabriella Rivera dons her mermaid tail and crown. She turns into something called Nymphia, a persona she developed for performances. The reincarnation of a Greek sea goddess. Amphrodite.
Why have so many people like left reality? Can you imagine our parents acting like this? Imagine your dad in a mermaid costume.
Remember years ago, we talked about how they thought virtual reality would take off and people would disappear into those online communities where they basically are avatars running around and do what they want because it's a fantasy life that's better than the one they have, so they disappear into it. It's kind of what happens here. Apparently, these people that are enthusiasts like to go back to their childhood and just feel.
That's a mental illness.
They talk to another woman. It's a transgender. Okay.
What's dad doing? Oh, dad is lying on the living room floor. He's pretending to be a mermaid. Oh, he can't get out of his tail.
Gabrielle Rivera is a transgender. That was originally a male, but
I don't want to know. I don't want to know these things.
A female. Oh, here's Emily Jordan. Okay. I don't know her story either, but she's a picture of her swimming under the water. Remember the Splash movie, right? With Tom Hanks? Daryl Hannah? No?
I think I saw that.
It was a big movie in the 80s. That's where she really exploded onto the scene, actress Daryl Hannah. Mm-hmm. And people just thought that was like part of men's fantasies to have a mermaid woman that, no?
No. That's tough access, it seems.
I think you and Deborah Marks should go in the bunker and watch The Little Mermaid together.
No. Oh, come on, Ken.
She sprays the sage around.
That would be so much fun. Only if you join.
Nuclear annihilation is starting to look good.
You're a party pooper, Ken.
All right, when we come back, a federal appeals court has ruled the Obama-era DACA program illegal. Johnny Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.